Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen, after a day like today, they could be as belligerent as possible.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
What was that about?
He's fine. He's fine.
He knows how to write. I mean, honestly.
He's married.
So I guess all of this to say.
There's like the ash of all those people you blew up.
Listen, I'm well equipped for a map fight.
Well, that's not a right.
Well, good to keep our eyes peeled, eh?
Snitches get stitches.
What an adventuring group can accomplish.
That's our secret.
I always felt like I needed to have things written.
All the books here are made out of gnome skin.
Maybe a group of able-bodied.
Did you hear him?
Doran, you've been sleeping, my friend.
You don't want to do his plan then, Doran?
Oh.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 37, Baby on Board.
MVP this week is Katie Marsh from our Facebook group. Katie joined us back in December and had lots of lovely things to say about the show. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Hope you're still listening. Come Walk Between the Black Pines. Hello from the Hallowoods is an award-winning queer horror podcast by our friend William A. Wellman. A cosmic narrator follows the increasingly connected residents of the forest at the end of the world. It's a bittersweet story that explores queer identity, horror genre tropes, and finding hope in humanity's last moments. Please check it out if you love podcasts and support our friend William, who is soon to be writing a new book. Sign up for their newsletter so you can find out when it's out and enjoy. All right, shall we do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Great. How are you? Listen how energetic
good.
You are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really turned a corner there.
Dice shame evening, you know?
Dice Shame.
It's Dice Shame re-evening.
The re-evening. Yes.
Canceled and then it got moved and now it's here again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dice Shame the re-evening.
The re-evening.
The re-evening. But I'm doing good. How's everybody else doing?
Good.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, good. I'm good.
I guess am I everybody else then too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Diobot, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Did you call him Diobot?
Diobot.
Diobot. Beep borp.
I kind of rolled the L.
Booting up.
To the D.
And Joe, how are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, I was just about to say how the Guthries.
I am pregnant, so.
You are?
There's that.
Wow. Get out. Are you kidding? Congratulations.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh my God. Congrats.
Thank you.
I love how I'm hearing this for the first time.
Yeah. She's like, should I mention the intro? I'm like, that'd be kind of funny.
How funny would it be to do it when we're recording, just in case?
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
In case the reactions were listenable. Excellent.
Yeah. I can make them better in post. I can tighten them up in post.
I've been feeling.
What?
Whoa! Natural 20. Holy shit! You're pregnant. Oh, wow. That's great.
I feel
congratulations.
Like, I feel like you started with, like, fine. Like,
that's something you don't really joke about, but maybe she's joking. No.
Nope. She preg. She preggers.
But we're really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Current due date is October 13th.
Which is a Friday.
Which is a Friday.
Spooky baby.
Friday the 13th.
We're hoping for a spooky Friday the 13th.
Yes. And of course, Henry knows because he had to know.
Yeah, you
and he's
let
been
him
like
know.
Fucking going off the walls with the names.
Oh,
he's got it's so many.
So it's like top five. What are the best ones? He's
okay, called? Well, so he's already decided. If it's a boy, okay. It's going to be called Sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. No notes.
And if it's a girl, it's going to be Twinkle Toes.
Those so there
are
you
his,
go.
Those are his two names.
Sausage.
Unmoving.
Sorted. It's figured out.
Sausage.
I mean,
Twinkle Toes.
Could you imagine Sausage as a middle name, like Brian Sausage Guthrie or something?
You know what's funny?
Yes, I can and I want it.
I knew a guy, and maybe he still listens to this. He used to be a big fan of Invictus, and he used to work nights. And I wonder maybe, Alex, if you remember him, but he was a British guy who worked nights named Richard Brown. And
yeah,
I always thought, man, this guy should make gravy. This is rich brown gravy.
Oh, that's good.
The best
good.
Gravy you can get in town.
I do like
rich
it.
Brown
or rich brown.
Oh, I was thinking my favorite name was my dad was at something and there was like a list of speakers or something, and he's looking through and there's one guy and he sees the name and he goes, Brain Brain. What kind of name is Brain Brain? And the man's name was Brian Brain.
Oh, no. Why would you
brain
do
brain?
That?
And so that's all I hear in my head is Brain Brain.
Brain Brain.
Brain Brain. What brain kind brain? Of name is Brain Brain?
We will be taking name suggestions from patrons.
Patrons.
Cog Gobbler 69.
No Scope 420 XX underscore.
Did I tell you what Liam said about his new nephew? My sister-in-law and brother-in-law have a new baby boy, Nicholas, and Liam, he's like, I want him to be called Rocky. <He's> like, I'm going to call him Rocky. So then, whatever. We're like, yeah, whatever, kid. Okay. So I'm picking him up from school, and the teacher's like, hey, by the way, did your sister and brother-in-law call their new baby Rocky? And I'm like, no, is that what Liam
that's
told
awesome.
You? I'm like, he's got in his head he's gonna call the kid Rocky.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's good to come in with a nickname like in the barrel, ready to go.
My brother called our family dog Goro for like a year and a half
because it has four arms.
Not the dog's name.
What was the dog's name?
Keegan.
Wait.
Oh yeah, Keegan. Yeah.
Well,
it's Goro. Whether you like it.
Yeah,
or not.
He was just like, well, that's not my
but here's
dog's
the question.
Name.
Did the dog come to Goro?
No, the dog didn't really care about Devin and I. He was really my dad's dog.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
because we're kids. Kids aren't as awesome as
the dog's adults. Like, I will defend that child. He calls him by my real name.
Goro.
Prince Goro.
We're connected on the ethereal plane. And now
Prince
it's like that,
Goro.
That Far Side comic. Is it Far Side?
Yeah.
They call me Zog. Yeah. Or
Far
something
Side
like that.
Is deep in my, every year I have one of these on my desk. I'm a Far Side fanatic. It's the best.
What's today's Far Side comic?
Oh, it's a couple sitting outside, and the dog's got some TNT. He's going to herald the dog's got TNT again, or something like that.
Yeah. That's great.
He's trying to blow up the house again. Catch him in the act, or he'll never learn. It's funny. I mean, I've seen these so many times. There's like a 50-50 shot that if I just saw a panel, I have a pretty good guess at what the
we used to do yeah. that, actually.
Yeah, just for fun. I was like, I know.
Harlan,
so
we talk on the phone every morning when I'm on my break, and Harlan used to read me he would call it the Larson Larf.
Larson Larf. Lark,
whatever. Yeah. And he would describe the comic to me, and then read me the caption, and amazing. I would have to picture it in my head, and then he would send me the picture later. But like,
see how close it was, yeah. And then she's like, "Oh,
it's
like
okay." It's really picture good until you get to cow tools, and then yeah. It's I mean, just
wait.
Pain.
There's new ones coming out now, right?
Yeah, he actually. It's so funny because someone tweeted the other day. Diedrich Bader, actually the actor, tweeted, "God, I really hope Gary Larson doesn't come out of this piece of shit." And yeah. I saw it immediately and retweeted because yes. I was like, "Oh my god, please!" Because everything, because I remember reading all the forewords. You know, he's got one from yeah. Jane Goodall, one from Stephen King, and they all start, and his own foreword that he talks about his brother hitting him with the fish and all that kind of stuff. And I always thought, here's a dude who loves nature, who sees the weird kind of humor in life, and it seems so wholesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
shall we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
Woo! Woo! Hey.
Driven deep into the Grey Peak Mountains by the ancient machinery of Zosenbaffel, you are dumped out into a pine-forested valley. A half hour's travel takes you to the edge of some new civilization, a walled city in the shadows of the steep mountain range that arc up into the sky seemingly on all sides. The city seems neither bustling nor abandoned. In fact, you see the movement of people atop the battlements. Several guards appear to keep watch here. And studded here and there along the wall, you see war machines keeping vigil over the mown down forest surrounding the city.
Well, if I didn't know any better, I'd say that that castle building sort of
town, darn, it's a town.
Thank you. Thanks, Red. If I didn't know any better, I'd say they were looking to protect themselves from giants. You know, look at the arms they've got.
Yeah, looks like they...
Sure looks that way.
I don't think there's any other assertion you could make unless there's something bigger and worse out there.
Yeah. Well, there is. Dragons.
Well, we could assume that this area is very highly overrun with giants, but we also knew that too. But I appreciate Dawn stating the obvious anyway.
But I think what I'm saying is, it's not... I don't think they're going to be our foes if we've got common enemies, you know?
Listen, after a day like today, they could be as belligerent as possible, and I'd still be happy to sleep behind
exactly,
tall stone yeah. walls. So let's go check it out.
This has been a long day.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, so...
That's right. I hope we've got a place to sleep for the night. We could push our beds together and get some rest.
Aww!
Does anyone see a door or a gate of some sort? Red's sort of like walking around the walls to try to find a gateway.
Your approach is noted by a wordless shout from the walls. It seems like you have been spotted.
It's a wordless
Hey!
Hello!
Way back, sort of shout.
Doran also waves.
Yeah, Mari makes just a wave but doesn't say anything.
Red does the international bow held up sideways.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
That's how Bowie say we come in peace.
You get peppered with ballista.
So much so that Red like stands, falls back and lands on the tips of the arrows.
That's right.
And just like suspended.
That's right. As your party begins to circle this fortification looking for a gate, a way in, Veranda tags alongside you, Red, and she catches at the sleeve of your cloak. It's like an uneasy look on her face. And in a low voice, she says, Red, please, we have to leave right away.
What? Why?
We can't go this way.
No, listen, we've been traveling all day. There's no other place.
No.
You can leave in the night. Shush.
Please.
Hello! Red shouts out to the people.
And you make your way to this heavy portcullis.
Porcupines.
Yeah, I think Doran kind of like scoots up and he says, he kind of nods to Red and he says,
what was that about? It looked like you kind of brushed Veranda off there about something. Everything okay?
She says she's got a bad feeling about this town, but it's the only thing around here. I don't know. Look, Veranda, I think she's going to head out on her own pretty soon. I think she's getting wind of not really helping, so don't be surprised if she takes off tonight.
Yeah. Well, good to keep her eyes peeled, eh? You never know.
I think she's got a bad vibe from us, or vice versa. I don't really know.
Mm.
But I think our ways together are short-lived anyway.
Bad vibe. Hmm.
Doran kind of looks down at himself covered in blood and guts.
Why would she get a thing like that?
Looking around at like
this
ragtag party.
There's like the ash of all those people you blew up. That's just caked you.
It's not good.
You smell kind of pork-like.
Oh, Doran, you have a tooth in your beard.
I think it was that woman's.
Ugh. Gross. Oh, no. Yeah.
So you guys make your way to the entrance of this place?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. A heavy portcullis. How do you, the fuck do you say that
perfect.
Word?
That was perfect. Yeah. That was portcullis? Exactly how I'd have said it.
No, you yeah, say however you want. Portcullis. Yeah.
A heavy portcullis. It sounds wrong.
Okay, you know what? I'll go to pronunciation.com or whatever.
Portcullis.
Portcullis.
I'm gonna be proven yeah. right.
A porky lass.
I'm pretty sure it's portcullis.
Miss Piggy.
Does anybody know how to read those phonetic pronunciation things?
Here we go. Hold on.
Portcullis.
Portcullis. Portcullis.
So, and the emphasis is on the cull.
Portcullis.
Portcullis.
Great. Yeah,
portcullis.
Okay.
Portcullis.
Now we all know.
Yeah.
Now,
portcullis.
Okay, enough with the portcullis.
Oh, it's
very dirty.
I was just pressing it for myself. To,
like 55
portcullis.
Times.
Portcullis.
A heavy portcullis is...
No, nah, that sounds wrong.
That's how no. babies are made.
Shut up.
A heavy portcullis.
A heavy portcullis is winched open to permit your passage into the city, past the thick outer walls, into and amongst a clutter of buildings, seemingly grown up like plants in competition with each other, stepping on each other's toes. The roofs here are all steeply peaked, and a strange web of metal chains drapes from rooftop to rooftop, forming a rough lattice that stretches like a vast ceiling for this entire small city. Your entrance has provoked quite a lot of attention, and daily activities of the city's human occupants stop as you come into view.
I don't think they get a lot of visitors.
Hello!
Did you see that massive... steel gate that they lifted? What do they even call that thing?
I think they're called Porcules. After the Greek goddess of lifting gates.
This place is brilliant, though. Look at the chains could catch boulders being lobbed at this place. These guys wow. are really thought about giants. I'm really impressed.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah. Maybe this should be our new place of business. Headquarters.
Smart, like educated science related.
So did you just say smart? Sound like you said smart, Dorian.
Smart. No, smart.
Sound like you said smart.
No, like no, oh. smart, you know, smart.
No, I thought you said it.
Those.
Right.
Smart was his brother, you know.
Wait, he had brothers? You know?
He did have brothers, you know.
I've heard of this a few times.
An attractive, broad-shouldered man with a square chin and a brush mustache who's played by Tom Selleck is striding towards you, flanked by a couple of uniformed guards. He's wearing a white cotton shirt open at the neck, looking clearly like he's come from inside in a hurry, neglecting his coat. And he reaches you.
Captain Sylvindra Bebe. It's been a very, very long time since Slatefellas had visitors from the outside.
How's it going, baby?
You're not that attractive.
He's, like, extremely attractive.
No, that's
though.
Subjective. I disagree.
Mm-hmm. I think he looks great.
Jack, is he attractive?
He looks great.
I feel like Mari's, like, blushing.
Mari?
A little bit, but you can't tell.
Doran, you wouldn't say he's attractive, would you?
I don't know.
Look at that mustache. What's not to like?
You look all right to me, baby.
I just mean to say he's got no fur. I don't understand how
it's
you rank
objective.
No, no. I thought that was your name. I'm not objectifying you.
I like the concept that both these two are just like, he's fine. He's fine. And both
fine.
Jack and
he's
Mario
nothing.
Are like, hello.
He's
hi.
I didn't want to step over all those proper nouns you dropped in it. It's Savindra?
Savindra, baby.
Hi, baby.
And Slate Fellow. What was the name of the town?
Slatefell.
Slatefell.
I was so close.
Oh, like rocks. Like slate, how it falls off things.
Please, follow me.
Sure. Well, hold on, baby. My name is Red. This is my best friend Mari and my best friend Doran and my best friend Jack.
How you doing?
And, well, this is a friend Veranda. And this right here is Stevie.
So what did Savindra say when they came up? Did they announce the name of the city?
Slatefell.
Slatefell.
He said it's been a very, very long time since. I know he's so attractive that it just.
Very
he's fine. It's subjective.
There's like the glint of light coming off his chin. His like his beautiful.
Yeah, jawline. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Like, oh my yeah. God. He's like a mix. Like he's like a Henry Cavill, Bruce Campbell, Tom Selleck like mashup.
Well, he's got no fur. He's not. He's fine.
And no matter from what angle you look at him, there's like always the light always seems to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always wind in his hair.
Is he wearing? Tom Selleck's shorts from Magnum PI? That's my question.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, in my head he is.
No,
I kind of picture him as like a pirate, like with the bustling white, you know, like.
Yeah, but still, yeah,
kind of like dressed like Gaston, but not the shittiness, obviously.
Kind of. He's kind. It's like he's clearly in charge here, but he's not so self-possessed that he needs to be constantly wearing.
Oh, so he's attractive,
his, like,
but he doesn't
stuff.
Know he's attractive.
Yeah,
he's the worst kind of attractive.
So irritating.
Beautiful.
Whatever. You're not that handsome. Let's go, baby. Come on, everyone. Let's follow the big baby.
Red, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. He's just not that attractive. He's no. He's a 10 at best.
Huh? Out of what?
I
26.
Out of all right. All right, that's a numbering system that makes sense.
Tabaxi's base 26 maths, basically.
He's no Kurt Russell, is I think what we're saying. But
sure. Whatever floats your boat.
But he's a Tom Selleck, so.
He looks the four of you up and down and sort of gives a curt nod, and he casts an eye around to the villagers who are just staring at the four, I guess five of you, including Veranda.
Paint a portrait, it'll last longer.
Maybe we should go and find somewhere more private to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, this feels a little weird. Mari looks up and in her head, she just, it feels less like, she knows that the stuff overhead is meant for defense, but it feels kind of like being caught in a spider's web.
Mm-hmm.
Doran, I feel like as the party sort of turns to go with Savindra, whatever his guy's name is.
Baby.
Doran sort of turns back to the crowd that's staring at us, and he kind of bows a bit, and he's like,
might have heard of us, the Nightstone Four. Just saying. You know.
So we're not the Nightstone Four anymore. We got Mari now.
What are we going by?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Oh, right. But giant killers right here, you know, defenders of mankind. Reordering, just saying.
You ever thought of the Beatles?
Ooh, the Beatles.
They're an insect I like.
John, Paul, Ringo.
And Mari.
George.
No, I think it's Mari.
I think it's Mari, actually.
Yeah.
Mari on bass.
Yeah. Captain Bebe leads you to a nearby building, up a set of stone stairs and through into his office, where a fire is already burning. His coat laid over the top of his chair. He's got writing laid out on his desk. An ink bottle left uncapped carelessly, as Jack notices with his eagle eyes. And he begins to gather sheets of parchment as he talks.
He knows how to write. I mean, honestly, that's a huge win. Look,
you think he's attractive, Eli? He doesn't even know how to put the cork back in his inkwell when he's done. That's
messy. He can put his cork in my inkwell anytime.
He's messy.
Am I right?
Veranda, you don't find him that attractive, do you?
What? No. Mari winks at her, just like...
Fine.
Doran, like, hiking up the stairs, he's, like, watching Savindra before him, lots of energy. He's like,
so you must work out a lot, baby.
Out of necessity. A Doran, was it?
Yes. Doran Iron Fist.
These are all the glamour muscles. These aren't the core strength. He couldn't do the core strength stuff that Doran could do.
I don't know. It depends. What do you think, baby?
Just the rest of us look especially like noodles walking up the stairs behind him, that's for sure.
Wobbly limbs.
Yeah. Some soft,
a breeze
soft
comes by and Jack falls down the stairs.
Team strength 8, here we go.
Why are you always standing in wind, baby? Stand over there.
Anyway, he leads you into his offices.
I can't believe the name choice. I just can't get over that. Mm-hmm. So good.
I could tell that it was a specific choice.
It was a specific choice. He leans forward on his desk and says, I'll put it to you bluntly. Why are you here?
Red leans forward right into his face and says, God, even your breath smells good.
And his hair. It's like a perfume. I love this.
I mean, it seemed safer than camping outside. And let me tell you, today has started with winter wolves and then had bandits and a dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
And I really just would love a place to hang out and be safe for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we'd love a place too, just to clarify.
If we're not welcome, that's fine. We're happy to move on, I guess. But wasn't really expecting this kind of attention. What's going on around here?
I take it that you don't get a lot of visitors, baby.
We don't, no. Slatefell has survived for centuries upon centuries. thanks to the stubbornness of its own residents and little else. We don't take help from the outside world. Not much of it, at least.
Why are you posing while you're talking? Sit down. You're being... why are you in that sunlight? Are you thrusting right now? Just talk to us.
Are you oiled, or is that just how glowing your skin is?
Why is your skin so gleamy?
I think he's trying to charm.
Have I heard of Slatefell, if they're this fortress that's lived for centuries upon centuries in this, like, rock in the middle of the Great Peaks?
No.
That, you know, is unconquered, and yet they've left no mark?
No, and Doran, who's grown up in the area, also has never heard of Slatefell.
So this seems kind of you seem like too dreamy to me, baby. I mean, I've never even heard of Slatefell before. I mean, I've lived in this area of the Great Peak Mountains for nearly half my life.
He looks out the window, and from your vantage point, you can survey the top of the wall as it curves around to the right and out of view. And you can see one of these war machines, this ballista, perched on the wall. And its engineering is very reminiscent of the stuff that you saw in Zosenbaffel. He says, "We don't invite folks out to trade with us, though. We do sometimes send traders to other communities for goods we can't make here. Long ago, we were sworn to secrecy, that the machines we employ for our livelihoods would stay within these walls, that even the knowledge of them wouldn't pass out of our hands. It's a necessity, you understand."
You traded with the gnomes. You created some sort of alliance with them.
Something like that. You seem to know a lot about this for an outsider.
We came from the gnomish city.
How?
Well, mostly.
That's our secret, Red says as he leans back in the chair, and then he topples over. You didn't see that.
I mean, I would say that it wasn't a planned excursion, but we're here now. And if it's possible, it'd be nice to at least rest for an evening.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome to rest here.
When, what about food? Have you got food? Because I'm quite hungry, and I'd be willing to pay for it.
Of course they got food, Doran. What do you think, they just don't eat here?
What I'm saying is, have they got food that they can give to us, Red?
Yeah, do you got like a tavern or something? I mean, obviously the city has commerce. There must be some sort of...
Well, are you allowing us to just wander about? I mean...
We can find you some lodgings in the barracks, if you're agreeable to that. Otherwise, I'll have to volunteer up my own home.
Now we'll stay in the barracks, thank you very much.
Well,
I want it all hot and steamy in his...
I would have to clear it with my missus first.
Oh. Ah, he's married! Ah! And Red, like, points right at Jack's face, and then right at Mary's face, and then he points at Doran's. Uh-huh. He, like, kind of pauses to pull back, but then sees Doran's look, and then keeps it in his face.
You're married, baby.
Yes, of course.
Well, we're... not the Nightstone Four, but we're working on a new title. We were the Nightstone Four. We'll get back to you with a new title tomorrow. Let's put a clock on this so we actually do it. And I think we'd be very happy to stay in the barracks. Now, what's with all the giant fortifications? Are you under attack constantly?
Well, now that you mention it, yes. I wrote something about this, and I'm going to find it in a second.
No worries, no worries.
That's why the caps. That's why the thing was taken out of the inkwell.
Take your time. I mean,
yeah,
shuffle
he, like,
those papers.
Composes his baby. Thoughts by shuffling a bunch of papers.
Well,
he opens and closes a drawer for a minute.
I always found it difficult to lead. I always felt like I needed to have things written.
He starts texting. You're like, what?
That I should say, you know.
Well, all I was going to... Well, I'll tell you that we have been... we're up here right now to try to, well, frankly, take down the stone giants. We did the same for the hill giants over around Jalanthar and the woods, the High Forest.
Nope.
Well, it was south of the High Forest.
It was... we don't have the other map. No, it was...
All right, fine. Jack just said nope to interrupt me. Go ahead, Jack. Just trying to be general.
Rude
to me.
Fuck. What's the, now I've lost the...
Oh, he knew. He knew enough to say I was wrong, but not enough to correct me.
I can picture
the
map
I took
in my
a stab.
Head, but I can't...
Well, so can I, and I pictured it wrong. Anyway, we'll fight tonight, Jack, not right now. Look,
not in front of baby.
We don't fight in front of the baby.
I'm just really struggling to keep it together.
Look, we took down the hill giants, wherever they were, and they were to the northwest of here. Can I say that much, at least?
That's very true.
Thank you. And we are here to also try and take down the stone giants as well. So any information you might have, or speech that you've had time to find, we're happy to hear. And if you haven't found it yet, I'm happy to spend some time thinking about our new name. So the Nightstone Four doesn't really work anymore.
Where did that
Mari
come
wasn't
from?
There. Well, we started out in Nightstone, and all four of us helped save it, but since it's no longer Nightstone, and the fourth member is no longer here...
Just to return to the earlier point you were trying to make about killing giants. They're all sitting in a corner, like he's like rooting through like pages.
We've seen plenty of stone giant activity over the centuries, but nothing so persistent as what's been happening in the past few months. It's almost as regular as the phases of the moon. They come over the ridgeline throwing boulders bigger than me. Sometimes they come on so fast, we barely have time to get to the trebuchets and aim them properly. So fast, they almost make it through the walls. And you say you're here to deal with the stone giants?
Yeah.
We're looking for Deadstone Cleft, is what we're looking for. I think that's the center of where the stone giants in the area are operating out of. My brain blank because I'm trying to remember the name of. Can you flip the map?
See, this
over
is what this is when you try to get dates and names. You gotta fire forward.
Oh wait, you want a map?
Well, just the
for
one
Dungeons
the names
and
of the
Dragons
places. I like words. Mm.
I'm just imagining this guy being like, "You're gonna take on the stone giants," and then looks, and it's like three noodles and a dwarf just covered in bits of teeth.
We're not at our best potato. Right now, so you. You just got to believe
you
in
us. You should see us after a full night's rest.
You've really caught us at the end of the day. You
know? Everyone looks like shit. And it's just like, half of them are like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Hold on. What's the big forest right next to Grudhog? Isn't that High Forest?
Yeah.
So what the fuck? I said High Forest.
I think you said to the south.
You said Jalanthar, which is way up in the north. And I was thinking it was southeast of Beliard was the big thing in my mind where it was.
Anyway.
Doesn't really.
Let's not have a map fight.
Map fights. Those are some of my.
Once again,
those are Jack's only best fights.
Listen, I'm well equipped for a map fight.
Map fight and Hunt Lord fights.
I can't say we've heard of Slatefell before, but we're here in the Great Peaks looking for Deadstone Cleft. It's where the Stone Giant Thane is, and you know, since the Ordning has fallen apart, the giants have been running amok, and that must be a big part of why they're attacking you like clockwork.
Yeah.
Hey, what if we're the Deadstone Four? What if we preemptively name ourselves for the success of what we're going to do at the Stone Giants place?
That feels like a great way to just...
That sounds like hubris to me.
Wait, what?
Like bad luck.
You're handsome and a jerk. God, so many people would like you.
I can't wait for the fan fiction.
He sits back on this chair and he puts his feet up on his desk and looks at the ceiling.
Why isn't his falling over?
If what you're saying is true, then our goals are somewhat aligned. To see the end of the Stone Giants in the Grey Peak Mountains would relieve so much pressure from our city.
Wonderful.
Yeah, pretty much that's what we're talking about. You know?
And he strokes his gorgeous mustache.
Well, then you don't worry. The Deadstone Four are on it.
Oh, I don't trust that name yet.
Mm.
Yeah, but don't worry. If we just lean into it, it's going to be great.
It's the Hubris Gang.
I have a plan. You tarry here a while until the next Stone Giant siege. No one can predict with certainty when they will strike next, but we are overdue. So I know it will be soon. Maybe even tonight.
Oh, I hope not.
Once the giants are sighted, your party stealths away to make your attempt at their fortress while it is at its weakest.
Ah, so you're willing to put the town up as a distraction, essentially, and let us slip in the back door, so to speak.
The stone giants will come here regardless.
Well, I misjudged you, baby. That's a pretty non-baby thing to say.
Now, I won't threaten you. Some of my predecessors may have seen fit to, and some... may yet in the years to come. My thinking has always been to leave friends as friends and enemies as enemies, but I hope you'll understand that Slatefell has survived for centuries by being hidden from the outside. So please, when you leave this place, do not speak of our city.
Why?
Okay.
Why hidden?
It's always been that way.
Fair enough.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I dig secrecy. And plus, the Deadstone Four are like a secret members of this new city club.
Yeah, then we definitely don't repeat.
We definitely don't repeat.
He stands up and shakes each of your hands in turn, thanking you.
Why is your hand so soft yet so strong?
Stupid sexy calluses.
Mario's hands are so wet.
Oh no.
But they're not calloused. They feel like they should be calloused, but they're so soft.
They're like supple leather.
It's just pure strength.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, like a well-worn wallet.
So to the barracks then? Jack, was it? You said you're tired.
I
could stay up a little late talking to you.
Can we have a sleepover?
How open-minded is your wife?
And a place just to collect our thoughts. It's been a hell of a day.
Well, look, if that plan is sound and it sounds good for us, we can definitely be ready to go, basically, after at least a sleep.
Unless you have any questions for me.
Well, that's actually not a bad point. Maybe we do have a few questions. We know why you've kind of sequestered yourself. We understand the need for secrecy. We understand why your town has been attacked. Stone giants hate everything. They're racist pieces of shit. I guess my only question is, how did you first end up being friendly with the gnomes? That's a pretty rare circumstance to find a town mainly run by humans to be friendly or you know, trade partners with the gnomes. That seems interesting to me. But maybe not. I don't care. Whatever. I'm dumb.
Well,
I'm the dumb one.
Unfortunately, it's a relationship that ended many centuries ago.
Yeah.
And all that we have left are the relics that we protect.
Something we could try and... I mean, we weren't like a stone's throw from here when we left Dozenbaffel. It's pretty well hidden, but I think we could retrace our steps. There's absolutely machines in there that are similar to the ones you're using. I mean, it's right in your backyard. If you were looking for an extra edge up and wanted to go take a look through there when you, unlike us, weren't on your way into doing something
else. But the DM said that door was magic and couldn't be opened again.
That's true. Definitely feels like that was a special thing.
So then I guess you walk to the other side of the mountain.
Red stomps on Jack's foot, says, "No, it could be dangerous in there. Plus, it's a secret place. We might want to go back and make it our own place."
I'm just trying to extend a friendly arm to the people desperate and afraid to talk to anyone because the world's been so cruel to them. But that's fine.
I got the impression that they're secretive because they got, like, it's like kind of like Wakanda.
We got cool shit we don't want to share.
Yeah, where they're like, we got vibranium and we kind of are like more advanced in the world and people are going to like plunder us if they take it.
And my assumption is that it's one of those things too where it's like, it's always been secret, therefore it always will be secret. Like,
yeah.
And you don't have a reason for it. It's just, this is just how it's always done. So like, snitches get stitches.
That's true.
He does. He says that. Snitches get stitches.
Oh, but it's a beautiful purr.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's interesting. So I guess it was sort of a long time relationship with your forefathers. And
in
whatnot,
the hills, again, just over there. We could point up in those hills there was Dozenbaffel, and part of the inscription on it was that it was founded because
lost
Bavari
to time,
was broken.
These civilizations.
Yeah, I mean, 800 to 1,000 years old, I think, is what I'd pegged it to when I was walking through the halls there. It's kind of my thing.
It works that into every conversation.
Sands of time.
I mean, but the pieces were live and working. There was this incredible mechanical dragon that, like, attacked us literally an hour ago. It's
lost
still probably
to the
warm.
Ages.
I want, you know, I bet you could get that fire lit again.
Gone forever.
Why would you want people to pilfer this beautiful ruin? Why are you trying to sell them?
You guys already stole everything that was worth taking.
Not only that.
Other than those flying machines which he couldn't get out.
What an adventuring group can accomplish and is interesting to watch is different from what, hey, this civilization that's been hidden here for centuries.
But wouldn't it be smarter to maybe, you know, offer it to gnomes instead of people who have clearly profited off of gnomes, Jack? You're giving these ruins over to this town who's clearly had a history of taking it, and you're just like, hey, you've taken all over this culture. Here's another ruin to pilfer and profit off of. Like, why don't we just keep it a little safe for a while? Yeah.
What is this, England?
The only other people in the world that we know of that have ever heard of this place is the ones who traded with them centuries ago.
We can swing by our old friend Elmore Bottle Rocket and say, hey, Here's a little bit of culture for you. Instead of giving it to the first people we see, hey, we just found a ruin. Here, first people we see, take it from us.
The ones who live on top of it, because it's literally over there. But honestly, you know what? I think we're all
Well, that's not a right. Just because they live on burial grounds doesn't mean they own them.
I think we're all just a little bit tired.
We're all a little cagey and on edge. And Bebe, I'm sorry about this. I need some air. I'm just going to step out for a minute because it's...
Bebe goes over to Red's back and he just pats him on the back.
And our poor friend Elmore Bottle River Rocket, whatever his fucking name is, sits right next to a nothing in a nothing swamp, and he deserves a beautiful, beautiful home underground. And I don't want you humans to ruin it like you ruin everything.
We do.
Humans ruin a lot. Let's be real here. Come
do
on.
Do you really believe that, Red?
Yeah. Anyway, it was really nice meeting you.
Do you have anything else other than the trebuchets?
Or the ballistas?
From the gnomes? Or
do you have any of the bones?
The ballistas?
Or?
Yes, almost every piece of this town is in some way influenced by that long forged relationship.
The floor we walk on is made from their bones. We crush their children to ensure the small passageways yes, would have plenty of...
This cup right. I drink out of the skull of a baby.
It's a skull of a gnome.
That's where I got my name.
So I guess all of this to say, Doran says, turning to this baby guy, he says,
baby
now
man.
Listen, if there's...
Pretty
we're,
baby
we're,
man.
We're going to be leaving here probably tomorrow. Maybe the next day, we'll see how we feel.
Unless we do his plan.
And we're going to be heading towards Deadstone Cleft. And if you wanted to assist in any way in your own future, you might want to see if there's maybe a group of able-bodied...
Did
able
you hear him?
Dorin,
do
you've been sleeping, my
Dorin?
Friend. So we're going to wait until the giants attack the city.
Oh.
Bebe is going to, you know... take on that burden, and then while that attacks, we're gonna slip in the back door, Doran.
Like I said, I've been really
Doran's
tired.
Doran's just been sitting quietly, like, figuring it out to yeah. himself and not paying attention.
Why is he drinking out of a gnome skull? I don't understand.
That's literally what's
going on. All the books here
on.
Are made out of gnome skin.
Somebody's gotta put that cap back on the ink before it dries out.
I'll just add snoring in the background
so
during that.
Clear.
All right, well, let's head to the barracks and tuck in for the night, I suppose. I mean...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Captain Bebe puts on his coat, opens his office door to the evening light, and then leads you back out into the town of Slatefell.
Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Cypress Key, Cytosine, DS, Danny, Default Trauma, Dippity, Elizabeth H, Emma, Ghost, Haley, Harper the Marks, Heather Nichols, JD, Joy Robinson, KR, KM, Cade, Kirsten Wolf, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Lita J, Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Matilda Rushing, Marie, Melinda Curley, Mills, Melissa, Merlin, Nimble Dingo, Regan, Wren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, Sky, S-Ray 96, Tara Bite, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, and Zach House. Woo!
Take me out
what
to the ball game.
Take me out to the...
As I say, take me out to D&D.
Whoa.
Take me Ooh. Out to the scene. Paint me oh. a picture of where we are.
Applejacks.
Let's see how far we can go.
Let's stop the game and workshop this song for another 10 minutes before...
Yeah, get not that late musical instrument back in here, Alex.
Okay.
No, don't just
off,
go.
Off, with the go. Off, off you go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.